Have you ever wondered how media controls our lives in reality? Who decides what you care about and how you act? Is there actually a secret society pulling the strings? Well, let's find out all that and more. My name is Micah Glasgow, and this is Know It All. The good news for the more paranoid individuals out there is that there is no secret society that has control over every media company. That's not to say there's no bad actors or corruption in the media. There are. But as far as we know, the Illuminati is not real. However, corporate interest is very much still a thing. This plays into the type of stories you'll be thinking about for the next few months. This is known as gatekeeping, or agenda setting. The media influences the information we get and what's on our minds. You may have heard about Russia invading Ukraine 2 years ago, that's still ongoing, but the general public is now more concerned about Israel-Palestine. Most have no idea about the status of Russia versus Ukraine. This is because there's more money to be made by covering the pressing Israel-Palestine. Thus, artificially, it seems like the more important conflict. Not to say it is or isn't, but the effect of gatekeeping is news intentionally or not covering up information about world events based on their own priorities, money-making, political agenda, or just personal interest. The internet allows anyone to overcome gatekeeping if they try hard enough. However, even that has its limit. If you don't hear about something at least a little bit in the first place, what's supposed to spark your curiosity about the topic? Turbulent African conflicts over the last few decades are prime examples of this. Most don't know about numerous African genocides, the most recent ongoing one being the Darfur genocide that started in 2003. Estimates vary on how many have died, but according to United States Holocaust Memorial Museum, between 2003 and 2008 alone, 30,000 civilians have been killed. Many more have died since, and outside of the deaths, over 2 million have been affected. This may sound pretty bad, which, yeah. Lack of public knowledge means donation and aid are lessened quite a bit. On the bright side, people you'll never meet aren't your only enemy. In fact, the person you know best may be the biggest threat. You. We're all human, and as a result, we have biases. Our own experiences and biases color how we see the world. Naturally, when exposed to any form of discourse, we bring our own baggage. Thus, in a digital age, it becomes easy to block or mute anything we potentially disagree with. Not helped by social media algorithms, filtering us even further into the bubbles we enjoy most. What may seem like the biggest fad in the world, with everyone doing it, could just be within the circle you associate with. But due to your inclination toward that content, you're more willing to accept that truth without question, which can be harmless or incredibly dangerous. A well-known phenomena is young people, particularly young girls, posting their best on social media, leading those who have body issues or low self-esteem from personal experience to be the most affected. So if social media influencers tell the secret to their good looks, they're more susceptible to falling prey to it. At best, they wasted some time and money on a mediocre product, but at worst, people suffer permanent damage. There's been trends involving filing teeth at home as if they were nails, penetrating your skin with needles and henna, a dye from the leaves of a henna tree, for manual freckles, or at-home lip fillers, which, in the worst-case scenarios, create permanent damage. In closing, gatekeeping and algorithms should be kept in mind as you navigate the digital space. Even though other people influence what stands out in the world, ultimately, you make your own destiny. Hopefully now you'll be well equipped to challenge your biases, seek information of your own accord, and simply take a step back to question if you're getting the full picture when bombarded by a given topic on social media. This podcast is produced by Community College of Baltimore County's New Media Collective and the Media Studies Program, written by Micah Glasgow. Thank you to United States Holocaust Museum Memorial for the information on the Darfur genocide, Warpaint for collecting some of the TikTok trends mentioned in this episode, and Jack Lull for his informative Understanding Media and Culture in the 2020s. My name is Micah, and this has been Know It All. Listen to all our episodes to learn something new in 5 minutes. Check the show notes for links to my sources, a transcript, and other good content about media influence. Bye for now!